public hearing pertaining to 4BAC 2252-10 pertaining to taking striped bass.
Mike. Good afternoon. There are two issues before the commission for this public hearing, and they advertise in accordance with State Code Chapter 22-209, and a copy of this public notice is in your evals.
Thank you.
The first issue has to do with establishing the 2010 striped bass quota for Virginia. Historically, quota estimates for all jurisdictions on Chesapeake Bay are generated by using Maryland's DNR harvest control model. These estimates are based on a number of inputs, which include strength of cohorts from at least 4 years previous, 4 years earlier, average of weights of all striped bass harvested from all jurisdictions, natural and fishing mortality rates, and recent bay-wide harvests. For 2009, Virginia's quota was 3,284,484 pounds, or 1,642,242 pounds for the recreational and commercial fisheries each. For 2010, the Virginia striped bass quota estimate has been determined by the Maryland DNR harvest control model as 3,076,044 pounds. This equates out to 1,538,022 pounds for each of the fisheries, the commercial and the recreational. This represents a 6.3% decrease in the state quota for 2010. The reason for this decrease is a reduction in the striped bass exploitable stock biomass. The second issue before you today is in regard to a commercial striped bass ITQ over-harvest penalty matrix. In 2007, this commission adopted a weight-based individual transferable quota system for the commercial harvest of striped bass in Virginia. To prevent the commercial over-harvest of striped bass, a penalty matrix was adopted as a guideline for the commission to penalize commercial harvesters who exceeded their ITQ share for the previous fishing season. The range of these penalties, as described in Regulation 4VAC 2252, Section 155A through D, include warnings, quota deductions, permit suspensions, and permit revocations, depending on the severity of their over-harvest and number of times they exceeded their quota in the previous 5 years. The current language of the penalty matrix utilizes a percentage of an individual's ITQ share to determine severity and overage, and thus an appropriate penalty is to be applied. This gives an individual an unfair advantage who has a large ITQ compared to someone who has a smaller ITQ. So that person can harvest a larger amount from someone with a smaller and still receive the same penalty as a warning or something along those lines. In addition, the language of the current penalty matrix has unclearly defined gaps between the percentage ranges for the amount of overharvest. This can produce a situation where a person's overharvest might fall between two of the prescribed penalties defined in the penalty matrix, such as somebody who overharvests by 3.6%. There's a range of 0 to 3, and there's a range of 4 to 10. This was recognized by members of the commission in our March 2009 meeting, and staff was asked to improve the language. To eliminate the ambiguity in the language of 4VAC 20-252-155, sections A through D, staff proposes changing the penalty metrics to use actual weights instead of a percentage of an individual's ITQ share. The weight ranges that you see in your evals were derived by multiplying percentage ranges from the original penalty matrix by a single bay ITQ gill net share, which is equal to about 2407 pounds, which is the most common ITQ share owned in the striped bass fishery. Staff has not received any public hearings, public comments to date, and staff recommends adopting Regulation 4VAC 20-252-10 to establish the 2010 recreational and commercial striped bass harvest quotas as 1,538,022 pounds for each fishery. In addition, changing the penalty matrix for the commercial over-harvesting of commercial ITQ shares to a weight basis. Staff recommends a January 1, 2010 effective date for the amended regulation.
Questions of Mike? Thank you. This is a public hearing. Does anyone wish to be heard on the matter? There being none, the matter is before the...
I want to comment. I thought the people over on my left were going to say something. Doug Jenkins, again. I guess it's a done deal. You got to have a public hearing to make it legal. But reduction in the 2010 private bass quota, and I'm sure that was set by
ASMSC. That's set through our
to you.
Robin.
The reduction is based on the harvest control model, as Mike Johnson indicated, and each year since 1997, we, Maryland, and the Potomac River Fisheries Commission have been part of that bay-wide quota. So the overall bay-wide quota decreases by 6.3%, and concurrently, our striped bass commercial and recreational fisheries do as well. There are many reasons that Mike mentioned as to why that decrease occurred, but I think the easiest thing to say is that we haven't gone above 8 million pounds bay-wide, except for maybe a little bit over 8 million pounds back in 2003. So we're not achieving the bay-wide quota of all the jurisdictions. Virginia probably has the best track record of coming close to the quota, with several years of overage on the recreational fishery from 2003 through 2007, and the last year of commercial overage, I think, was 2006. So we do the best to keep to our share, but if you think about it overall, it's only about an 8 million pound bay harvest. And if you want other particulars, they get a little more complicated, but I'd be happy to answer that.
I thought your quota for the bay was 10 million.
That's the quota. But right. What I'm saying is the harvest doesn't reach the quota.
But the harvest doesn't reach the quota.
Maryland and the Potomac River generally fall short.
Question comes to me, why should we cut it back then? We're not getting hold of it. But my main question is this. From the beginning, and I brought this up several times before over the years, even now when Commissioner Britt was here, and I was always told that it was a done deal, you couldn't do nothing about it. And I don't buy that. To begin with, Virginia got shot in the stick on the bay quota. Maryland has got a third more quota than Virginia has on the striped bass fishery. And of course, Virginia divides her quota up equally with the recreation as it does with the commercial, as it should be. But, and the reason Virginia got that short deal was that at the time it wasn't required to keep mandatory reporting. So, but Maryland had a system where they kept a pretty well accurate or some kind of accurate reporting of their catches of the striped bass. Those of us who fish on the Potomac and the tributaries of Virginia sold our fish to Baltimore markets and D.C. markets, even down the fish piles there. From 1970 to 1975, and I'm just was one small fisherman, and some of these fish were caught in Potomac and a lot of them were caught in Virginia. I shipped to Baltimore and Washington markets somewhere around 120 tons of rock in 5 years. And Virginia never got credit for it. I mean, that was my main thing, was fishing. And, of course, we had a moratorium put on it and not tried to sell a lot of equipment and give it away or whatever, but that's beside the point. The point I want to make is, we caught the fish historically, and it never was given to our credit. If it was fair, and it wasn't a law that required Virginia to do it, but somehow or another they jacking in when they was negotiating, or if Jack was at the negotiating table, I don't know. Whoever was there, we didn't get a very fair deal, because if I'm correct in this, and I think I am, Virginia owns or claims more square miles of Chesapeake Bay than Maryland does. And, you know, it's the fish are hatching in these different places, and they grow up in the bay and return to the coast. And if we had a fair share of it, or have as equal as much as Maryland, that 6% wouldn't bother me so much. But they're catching more fish, and have been since the moratorium was lifted, and will until all of us are dead and gone, unless somebody challenges it and brings it back on an equal term. So I want to know who's going to bite the bullet. Who's going to step up to the plate? It's time that Virginia step up to the plate and renegotiate it. They have meetings every year, ASM, AM, see, and this bay-wide quota should be fairly. Potomac should have her catch, her allotment. Maryland should have hers, and Virginia should have theirs, and if one goes over, then it should be penalized. Isn't that fair? I'd like some feedback from some of y'all sitting up there. Some of you nodding. I want you to wake up and hear what I got to say. That's important. What do you think about it, Mr. Holland? Don't you think that's fair? You said on the Potomac River Fisher. Now, you and Mr. Chick know, and I've been dealing with Maryland people all my life, and I got some good friends over there, but I can tell you right now, when it gets down to wheeling and dealing, because I fish with them, deal with them, they always got a little bigger hand than mine.
Rob, can you address the allocation issue that he's...
Well...
Would we like more allocation?
The allocation issue has no basis on what happened in the past when Virginia was not credited with the harvests that were made and landed out of state. Where that hurt Virginia was when the fishery reopened in 1990, Virginia was assigned 20% of its 1972 to 79 landings. Maryland had been hard at work and came up with the harvest control model and brought it to ASMSC, and ASMSC said, we agree with your approach. So Maryland got out of the gate ahead of Virginia in 1990 and essentially has stayed there. When the quota, the Baywide quota, was developed in 1996 for 1997, the principals that established that quota were Maryland, Virginia, and PRFC, and they looked at different times of harvest year. Mandatory reporting was used, but still, there was a slight disadvantage there, to say the least, because Maryland's harvest was naturally going to be higher than Virginia's harvest back in the 93, 4, 5, 96 era because of the fact that we didn't come out with the harvest control model. So I don't doubt that maybe the principals can sometimes sit down and talk about it, and one of the points of conversation could probably be that we're only taking 8 million pounds overall. Perhaps Virginia needs more of a quota. But then you have to say, if you look at Maryland, for example, they place a 36-inch maximum on their commercial fishery. We don't have a maximum size limit. They could probably say, if we didn't have a maximum size limit, we might take all that quota. Their quota is all small fish. For the most part, let's say 65-70%. What we're taking in Virginia is 45% of our fish are 28 inches and greater. I think the commission has heard about this before. This is a very involved issue, but I want to assure you that the Baywide quota had no basis on the previous time periods that Mr. Jenkins is talking about. It did in fact occur in the 93-96 period. And it was an agreement reached not at ASMSC, but reached among the three jurisdictions.
Thank you, Rob.
And I would suggest, since it was within the three jurisdictions, that they would get back together and hash that out. I don't care how you cut that pie.
Good discussion there.
It's not cut fast.
Thank you, Doug.
And as far as the 36-inch fish, we'll give that up. We can have more quota.
Thank you. Anyone else? Matters before the commission. Mr. Robbins.
Chairman, move to accept staff's recommendation.
Is there a second to the motion?
I'll second.
Second by Dr. McConaughey. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Thank you, Mike.